Sue Baker from Time to Change we spoke to. Today has been designated Time to Talk Day to encourage us to have more conversations about mental health and so reduce the stigma around mental health. Shirley Smith is a woman with a similar mission in the Northeast. She set up the charity If You Care Share after her son Daniel took his own life at the age of 19. We've known Shirley for a while and we love her a lot. Hi, Gorge.
Good morning, Jonathan, and flattery will get you everywhere.
Listen, was mental health anything you paid any attention to or talked about before you lost Dan?
No.
No.
It was something that just didn't affect anybody that I knew, not that I was aware of, and certainly didn't affect anybody within our family or anybody that I knew of.
After you lost Dan, you decided to talk about what you went through to help other families, and you decided, I think, to reach out to people before they reached the point of thinking about taking their own life like he did. Mm-hmm. And it must be incredibly hard for you. Were you just determined to break the tattoos, to you know, break down the barriers?
I think the thing is, one of the things, and this charity was started by our children who did believe that his death was preventable, and, you know, the talk and could and does make a difference. If you actually tell somebody how you feel, you're given the opportunity to maybe do something differently or maybe access support. Talking, we underestimate the power of a conversation. But to be honest with you, Jonathan, the most important thing is not just talking, but you've got to have somebody who's prepared to listen.
That is the thing. That is the thing. I mean, before you lost Daniel, I can't remember now. Did you have any inkling he was down, that he was confused, that he was anything?
No. We arrived home that day, and that was what we found. He had taken his own life, and, you know, I think one of the things that people like ask is, you know, what were the signs? The signs, if they were there, we missed them. And, you know, I think that's the legacy of what we now deal with.
And you are not an insensitive woman. You know, you know your stuff, you know, more so now, of course. So you would have picked up on them, wouldn't you?
If I knew now what maybe I knew then, right. I don't know whether you and I would be having this conversation. It's those what ifs. But it's about having that conversation. And I totally appreciate that, you know, that as a young man, Daniel might not, our family may not be the ones that he would turn to, but, you know, the hope would be that he had that much support around him, friends and people that cared for him, that he did have opportunities to speak to people that would genuinely care and try and help.
Talking about mental health is difficult. People are reluctant. I think I think one of the things, you know, admitting you've got a mental health problem, people tend to see Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's something I spoke to Sue Baker about earlier. Even the term mental health, I don't like that term at all. Why are we so reluctant? Is it because of all those things?
I think it is. And, you know, the work that we do specifically with young people, we ask them to give us names of the people or how would you describe somebody that was, you know, struggling with mental health issues, and we get the psychos, what you've just described there. And is it any wonder then, with the labels that we like to give people, why somebody would actually find it really difficult to speak out because of what we like to, you know, the stereotypical images that we have of somebody. I think that the best way to sum up is around emotional and mental, because we all have emotions. They may be up and down, and it may be a roller coaster with your emotions, and that will affect the way that you're feeling as well as mental health.
I mean, we're no better or worse in the Northeast, are we, talking about it?
Northeast, we have the highest suicide rate, one of the highest suicide rates in the country per population, and males specifically. Suicide is the biggest killer of young males between the ages of 15 to 35. And I think, you know, even though this affects females as well, female men still are reluctant to talk about emotions, how they're feeling. We perceive it as maybe a sign of weakness, that if somebody talks about how they're feeling, that may be something that you need to be embarrassed about. Actually, it's quite the opposite. It takes so much courage to talk about feelings and how they affect you, and the impact, that it is actually quite the opposite.
All right, listen, our time is brief. Could you just tell me what you're doing practically with If You Care Share to help people in the Northeast, darling?
For us, talking is every day. It's time to talk every day. We're working with young people, encouraging and trying to reach out to young people to show them the importance of remaining emotionally well. We've worked with over 7,000 young people now, and supporting people bereaved by suicide who themselves become at greater risk of suicide. And we've supported over 240 families now bereaved by suicide. It's about talking, and today it's time to talk, but time to listen as well, Jonathan.
All right, if we Google If You Care Share, all the information will come up.
And it's the letter U.
You. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Speak to you again.
Take care.